Okay. And what about that, the part of the house that, that covers the top? You just call that whole thing the what?
The roof.
The roof of the house, okay. And, you know, right on the side of the roof, when it rains, the rain runs down into these things on some houses and it flows out of them. What do you call those things that carry the rain off?
I don't have a name for them.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call them the gutters or something like that? Just not familiar with that, the term for that thing?
I've heard it. I've bought one. Uh-huh. And I just don't remember what I asked for.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I just described it and...
Yeah. Are those things, are they built in there to the edge of the roof, or are they suspended from it, or what?
Sometimes. It depends on whether it's done right or whether it's done wrong.
What about on your house? How is it done?
I have it just where, you know, it comes out where the water will still go out from it.
Yeah. Okay, talking about the roof again. You know, some houses, I don't know if yours is like this or not, but the roof has different slopes to it, you know, kind of like that. What do you know what you call a place where those slopes meet right there? You might have to lay tin down there to prevent a leak or something like that. You ever heard that called, referred to as the valley of the roof? Some people call that area gutters instead of valley. What about a little building that some people have out in back of their house? Oh, I guess it used to be used maybe for storing stove wood, or some people use it to store their tools in. What would you call that?
If it's for stove wood, I would call it a wood house. Mm-hmm. And if it's just where we put our tools and things, we call it the storage house.
The storage house, okay. What about, you know, in the days before indoor plumbing, people had outdoor toilets out of the back of their house. What have you heard those called?
Bathroom.
Just call it the bathroom, even if it's separate from the house. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard other people call it anything else?
A lot of people say outhouse.
Outhouse.
You know, and then outhouse is what people used to say. They used to say outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called a privy?
No, I've never heard it called that.
Haven't heard it called that, okay. Do you know anything much about farms?
A little.
A little? Okay. What sort of buildings would you expect to see on a farm? Just on a typical farm.
I can't even think of what you would have on a farm now.
What's that, you know, usually associated with a farm is big and in pictures, it's usually painted red or something like that?
I can't even think. I know what it is.
Uh-huh.
But I can't think of what.
You're trying to think of the barn?
That's what it is,
barn.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What do you associate a barn to being used for on a farm?
Well, storing hay and, you know, different things. And then people put, most of the barns I've seen them on television. The horses in the barn.
Yeah.
And whatever other animals that they want to put in there.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that upper part of the barn? Sometimes people put hay up there.
What is it? Is it a haystack? I've heard of haystacks. Heard the word haystacks.
Yeah, most of the haystacks that I know about have usually been outside somewhere, you know, after the hay's been cut off the field.
They
stack it before they bale it. Have you ever heard that upper part called the loft?